Next question is for Mel and Mark. We'll have Mel go first. Where does your party stand on criminal justice reform?
Thank you. This is one of the things I mentioned in my opening tonight, is that people are saying that they feel less secure over the last few years. We've seen issues with ISIS fighters being, an ISIS supporter being, coming back to Canada and being released in our communities. We've seen the crime on the streets, the thefts, the drug addiction and drug use growing. Those are items we need to tackle. Some of that has to be done through social programs, by being able to provide the recovery programs when they're needed, not 6 hours or 6 days or 6 months down the road, to make sure we've got the addiction and mental health services there when we can. Because right now, I've talked to frontline police officers that have spent as many as 5 hours dealing with a mental health issue by having to take the person from all the way from Salmon Arm to Vernon to where an assessment could be done, wait there while they're in Vernon, and then transport the person back here again because we don't have services here in Salmon Arm for mental health assessment. Those are the types of things that we need to get the frontline officers freed up so they can deal with the criminals that are out there. We've also seen some things over the past 4 years, like the changes in our justice law that actually took a lot of criminal offenses, indictable offenses, and had them reduced to summary convictions that could be charged with simply a fine rather than these serious criminal offenses that should have included jail time. Because of the backlog, they said, we're going to reduce the to summary convictions so they can be dealt with a fine and won't clog up our court system. That's creating a revolving door process for criminals, and I said earlier, we're going to deal with smugglers, gun smugglers, we're going to deal with violent criminals, and we're going to deal with repeat offenders so that our communities and our people and our seniors don't feel criminalized in their own homes and in their own communities.
Justice reform. A large portion of crime is perpetrated by people that have no income, people that are on the street, where you will even see situations where you say, can you really blame the guy for trying to get some food? Guaranteed minimum income will lift a whole section of the population out of real poverty. Mental health support. A lot of people have ended up there due to the lack of mental health treatment. In 1986, one of the government of the time was the government that was in charge under them, the houses were closed, and one that is very well known in BC is Riverside in Vancouver, where once that happened, it left a big mark on that whole section of society, a sector of society. People need a net, no matter where you are. Restorative justice. Certain crimes, people that have perpetrated them, we're able to restore them through the proper guidance, which is known as restorative justice. The Green Party is unique. They've looked across the border, a long ways away, to Portugal, where Portugal has been very successful in suppressing the opioid crisis and the heavy drug crisis by decriminalizing those drugs. Not legalizing them, but decriminalizing. The difference there is that the person that possesses them and uses them is not criminal. But that way you can control the quality of the drug. Right now, drugs are tainted. That is poisoning. That is not addiction. Those people are being poisoned, they're being killed. If you bring it out that way, that you can control the quality of the substance, you can have that under control. Grab the ones that are trading in it. That is a number of issues that we can consider, or that the Green Party considers to accomplish justice reform. Thank you very much.